Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Just Ask AI podcast, where I, Herman Poppleberry, take your AI-related questions, or in this case, observations, and turn them into thoughtful, informative audio explorations. Today's episode is inspired by a note from Daniel, who's been diving deep into the world of Google's ADK. Now, before we get started, a quick reminder, the answers you're about to hear are generated with the help of Sonnet 4, so while I've done my best to ensure accuracy, there may be the occasional factual burp. I am, after all, a donkey with a microphone, not a search engine. Daniel mentioned a surge of interest in Google's ADK. That's the Android Development Kit, though in this context, it might actually be a mix-up. There's no widely known Google ADK that fits the description he's giving, but given the references to forks, courses, design patterns, and a long tail of community resources, it's likely he's referring to the Android Things ADK, or perhaps more plausibly, the Android Debug Bridge Toolkit, or even a confusion with the Arduino Development Kit, which sometimes gets associated with Google due to IoT projects. But let's assume he means the Android Open Accessory Development Kit, the real Google ADK, which allows external hardware to communicate with Android devices. Now, Daniel's excitement is warranted. Even though the original ADK isn't as actively developed today, its legacy lives on in a vibrant ecosystem. There are indeed forks, modified versions of the ADK code, hosted on platforms like GitHub, where developers have extended functionality for specific use cases, home automation, robotics, sensor integration, and more. These forks often include better documentation, updated libraries, and compatibility with newer Android versions. As for courses, yes, there's a growing number of tutorials and structured learning paths. Platforms like Udemy, Coursera, and even Free Code Camp have modules that touch on ADK development, especially in the context of IoT and embedded systems. Some focus on the hardware side, how to build accessories that talk to Android phones, while others dive into the software protocols, like the AOV2 protocol used for communication. Daniel also mentioned patterns. That's spot on. Over the years, developers have established best practices, how to handle power negotiation, how to manage data streaming, how to ensure backward compatibility. There are even design templates for PCBs that integrate seamlessly with the ADK specification. These patterns are shared across forums like Stack Overflow, Reddit's r/Android Dev, and specialized mailing lists. Now, what about official free resources? Google did release documentation, sample code, and reference designs when the ADK was active. Much of that is still available through the Android Developers Archive. The Google Developers YouTube channel has old but useful walkthroughs, and the Android Open Source Project, ASOP, includes the ADK headers and protocol specs, which are gold for anyone building from scratch. But here's the interesting part Daniel picked up on, the long tail. Usually, niche technologies have a short tail, a few big resources, and then not much else. But the ADK seems to have a surprisingly accessible long tail. Why? Because it sits at the intersection of Android, hardware hacking, and open source. That attracts hobbyists, educators, and indie developers, the kind of people who write blog posts, make YouTube videos, and share code. So even obscure use cases, like using an ADK to control a model train set, have tutorials out there. And yes, it is easy to reach that long tail. A simple search for Android ADK tutorial or AOA protocol example pulls up dozens of relevant results. GitHub repositories are well maintained, and many include detailed readmes. There's even a community-curated list on GitHub called Awesome Android Things that includes ADK-related projects. Now, is the ADK still relevant today? In its original form, not really. Google shifted focus to Android Things, which was later deprecated in favor of partnerships with companies like Qualcomm and NXP. But the concepts live on. The idea of Android as a hub for external hardware is stronger than ever. Think Wear OS, Android Auto, and the growing ecosystem of smart home devices. The ADK was ahead of its time, and its influence can be seen in how modern Android handles peripheral communication. So if you're exploring this space, don't just look at the ADK as a dead-end project. Look at it as a foundation. Learn the principles, study the forks, go through the courses. The skills you pick up, serial communication, USB protocols, embedded C programming, are transferable to a wide range of modern development tasks. And who knows, maybe you'll build the next big accessory that makes Android devices even more powerful. I'd love to see a donkey-controlled smart pasture system. Corn, my sloth brother, could use the automation. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question or observation about AI, tech, or even donkey-related innovations, send it in. I'll do my best to turn it into an episode. Until next time, keep asking.